Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
Happy Sunday, everyone, and should I say instead, Happy New Year? This is our first Sunday of the year, and what a better way to welcome this year than just to talk about God's wonderful plan for us. And before we do that, why don't we just all come together in prayer and just offer this time unto the Lord. Father, thank you for this beautiful Sunday, New Year morning or afternoon or perhaps even evening to some of us that are watching. I just commit to you this message and pray that it would ignite us, inspire us, and allow us, Lord God, to just kick off the year with, so to speak, a bang, and just believe that you are going to do great things amid of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is a wonderful opportunity to start afresh, and as I've said, we don't know what is yet to come, but I know that in anticipation to what God is about to do, I know a lot of great things is about to happen for each of one, beginning with you, your family, your career, or whatever it is that you are kind of involved in right now. I know and believe that God is going to do something. Last week, we talked about the influence and the power of testimony, you know, as kind of heralded by the Samaritan woman. This time around, we'll kick off this year with talking about what I would call resurgent radicals. I'm kind of going to talk to you about, no, pag-uusapan natin ngayon, kung ano po ang ibig sabihin na maging, kumbaga, hindi lamang po hayagang, kumbaga, huwaran. Wow, those are deep Tagalog. Okay, hayagang huwaran po ng kabutihan ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ating mga buhay. And I'd like to kind of invite you and encourage you to be a catalyst this year, wherever you may be, in your school, in your kind of sphere of influence, in your offices, or in the basic nuclear family sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga sambahayan. So ngayon po ay pag-usapan po natin what it means to be a radical or rising change agent. Okay? How do we become, if I may borrow the word from Carly Fiorina of, you know, HP back in the day when she said, you know, you are a change warrior. Okay? And if I may borrow that particular thought in mind, ikaw po ay kumbaga tinawag ng Panginoon, hinirang ng Panginoon para maging huwaran ng pagbabago. Okay, simula po sa iyong patotoo. So as we continue on with this idea in mind, I'd like to kind of share with you a very popular verse, and I'd like to always kind of visit this verse time and again because this is a constant reminder that God is into something new. Okay, I've used this many, many times last year in some of my sermons on many different occasions, many different themes, and give me the permission to just, with your indulgence, yet again use it. And this is what Isaiah said, remember not the former things. Kalimutan na ang 2020, sa kalagitnaan ng pandemya. We are still, you know, in the trickling effect of the pandemic, but nonetheless, God is doing a new thing. Okay, tapos na ang 2020, 2021 na, so what is in for us for 2021? And consider not the things of the old. Behold, the Lord said, I am doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. And that's why I'm excited. You know, I'm a little bit animated today because I know God is about to do a new thing, not only for you, but for your families and for your career and ministry as well. Now, a couple of years back, during the Florentine Renaissance, okay, which is actually where this word, you know, is much popularized. When we talk about the word Renaissance, it is more about the coming back to life after a long period, you know, of lull. Now, back in the day, of course, if you go and refer to like the very, you know, one of my favorite references, the Encyclopedia Britannica, which talks about describing the Renaissance, that it was primarily a time of revival of classical learning and wisdom after a long, okay, cultural lull or stagnation. Now, this is the very, very essence of revival. I'd like to believe that 2021 will be a revival to many of us, not only to our church, but to many other partner churches globally. Because I know that God is gonna turn in or create a new budding way of ministries today. Actually, I'd like to kind of highlight that in quotation. It was a season of rebirth and resurgence. In fact, next year, okay, when we finish 2021 as our year of uprising, next year we celebrate a year of resurgence. But why not now, Pastor? We are still in the time of preparation, in the early stage of seeding. Okay, let me use the seeding opportunities for revival. So, having that in mind, kung titingnan po natin, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, particularly, you know, in the highlight of the history of Israel, probably will be the time of Joshua's transition. When I say Joshua's transition, now here is a young budding general, okay? The very kind of, you know, go-to guy of Moses, his kind of apprentice, his young apprentice. And at this time, Moses is transitioning. And Moses is dead, Joshua chapter 1 began with. And now God is transitioning the leadership to Joshua. And the Lord kind of said this, okay? Be strong and be very courageous. I think this is a very fitting statement for us for 2021. After last year, okay, of slowing down, this time around, it's going to be a new opportunity, a new era for many of us. You know, those that have started new career, new businesses. Okay, those of us that are still kind of gaining the momentum of your ministry and the likes, be strong and be very courageous. This is not only a word for Gateway people, but a word for all the believers out there. Okay, this is my prayer to all our Christian partners, our fellow pastors and many others. Be courageous, okay? Only being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to the right or to the left, okay? That you may have good success wherever you go. Ang sarap po nito, no? Napakagandang asamin at talagang iangkinin po ito na ang pangako ng Diyos. Sabi ito, magkaaroon ka ng tagumpay saan ka man maparoon. And I pray this. This is my prayer for each one of you today tuning in, okay, on this channel. So as we continue on further, I'd like to highlight that. I'd like to kind of, you know, in your screen right now, I highlighted it in yellow or on yellow and blue that says, do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Okay, why? Because you have to understand, we have to fix our eyes on whatever that is that the Lord has called us to do this year. Because understand that success requires clear focus and commitment. Clear focus and commitment. Kailangan po natin talagang mag-focus po tayo kung ano man po yung pinapagawa sa atin ng Panginoon. And a couple of weeks ago, last year, I kind of mentioned this, which is actually a part of what is commonly known as the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr, when he said, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things that I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Let us begin this year praying this prayer. Lord, bigyan mo ako ng kalakasang baguhin yung mga bagay na kaya kong baguhin. At Lord, ipaubaya sa iyo yung mga hindi ko kaya. At higit lalo pa, bigyan mo ko ng talino para malaman ko ang pagkakaiba nila. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, as we continue on further today, I'd like to kind of refer to you a scripture in the book of Daniel on chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. And this is actually an opportunity where we see, you know, where a scenario brews or is brewing, okay, in this particular context that talks about more about being firm and steadfast. And let me just read it. Okay, at that, the king flew into rage and ordered the three men to be brought before him. Okay, he said to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you refuse to worship my God and to bow down to the gold statue I have set up? Now then, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpets, oboes, lyres, zithers, okay, harps, and all the other instruments, bow down and worship the statue. At ito na po yung ultimatum. No? If you do not, okay, look at this. The king ordered, you will be thrown immediately into the blaze. Now, have you ever been confronted by a scenario wherein you have to choose? Okay, whether to continue to serve God, To give up some of your comforts or to lose it altogether. And this particular threatenings may be true in scripture back in the day, but this may come to you in a very different way, but in the same context. Now, look at this. Do not think there is any God who can save you. Now, this is commonly the threatening of the enemy. Do you think God would save you? Okay, sa panahon natin yan, do you think God will allow you to pay off your debt? Do you think God will still give you health? Do you think you can go through whatever that predicament you... Wala nang makakapagligtas. Have you ever been in a situation when you are at the end of the line, so to speak? Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered, "Your Majesty, we will not try to defend ourselves." Look at that. If the God whom we serve is able to save us from the blazing furnace and from your power, then He will. But even if He doesn't, Your Majesty, okay? Look at this. We will not worship. Now, I love this particular dedication and resolve. Have you ever been in a situation na kung saan, okay, wala na talaga eh, dapang-dapa na eh. Alam niyo yun? Right? Have you ever been in a situation wherein everything else is like, hey, this is it. You're at the end of like, everything failed. You messed up, man. Big deal. Big time. It's the end of the line for you. But the question is it really? Because at the end of the day, you will realize this, that the servants that God has called and has ordained, those He labeled as modern-day reformists or radicals, they are change agents that are unusual. They are probably, you know, visionaries and innovators that are kind of uncomfortable to be with. They are, as they would call it, weird. Okay, and understand this. John the Baptist is weird. David is a bit weird. He's a, you know, punch you on the nose guy. But nonetheless, no, when you talk about radical, it's more about a person who advocates. Last week I talked about this, who advocates complete, okay, social reform. And this particular reform, last week I highlighted this. This is actually someone who is able to make change possible. Now, going back to what I said last week when Billy Graham was interviewed, and he has this to say, "Everywhere I go, I find people, both leaders and individuals, are asking basic questions. And what are these basic questions? Is there hope?" And of course, I would like to continue to refer you back to what Billy Graham said a couple of years back when he said, "There is hope." Because hope does not rest on the things that man can do, but rather it rests on Christ, who is King of Kings. And that particular statement talks about that particular truth. At ito po isang napakagandang katotohanan. Sabi niya, tragedy in life normally comes with betrayal and compromise and trading of your integrity, not having dignity, okay, at the same time, on that which is real. That's where failure comes from. Now, in short, you know, have you ever been true to yourself? Have you ever been really honest, I should say, to yourself? No, dumating ka na ba talaga dun sa isang bagay na pinanindigan mo, yung pinaniniwalaan mo, at talagang pinanghawakan mo, at kahit na anong mangyari, tumalima ka sa ipinagagawa ng Panginoon o sa panawagan ng Diyos sa buhay niyo? Now, again, going back to another slide that I presented last week, sabi niya, you have to have a lot of passion. And for the most part of it, sabi nga ni Steve Jobs, because if you don't, no rational person, okay, would continue on, or no rational person would not give up or would simply give up. Kung hindi mo nauunawaan ang panawagan sa iyo ng Panginoon, kung hindi mo nauunawaan at hindi mo talaga alam, and you have not made sense of what you really, 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 really want in life based on God's calling, it may be not so grandiose, but simple as you may see it, but powerful in terms of influence. Last year, and even at this point, a lot of people are asking, wala na kayong church? You know, I think there's a misconception. Hindi po nawala ang church. Hindi po nawala sa Gateway. We may have given up, okay, a certain, you know, how do you call this, you know, a facility, okay, that we once have, which is really beautiful and comfortable. We may have given that up, but that does not mean to say we have given up ministry altogether. No, in fact, we have expanded ministry. We may not necessarily be gathering physically as yet, but our influence in the internet has grown thus far. That is still ministry. That is still in the forefront of things. So it depends on how you define it. But for us, our passion has not waned down. Our intention in terms of doing what God wants us to do has never kind of been altered. We are still reaching people and are transforming lives. So dito po sa pagkaataon na to, it's but fitting to remind ourselves that there is a challenge, that there is this call. And I'd like to begin this year by revisiting our call as a person, our call as a church, our call as a nation. And how should we kind of adhere or follow or obey that call? Because it's not enough to assume one's call. It will be tested and it will be purged by oppositions. Alam niyo po, ang isang bagay lamang na hindi magbabago, marahil, okay, at some point, is God's calling in your life. Hindi po binabawi ng Panginoon ang calling mo. Maaring manglalamya ka, tatakbuhan mo yung calling mo, but your calling is still your calling. Jonah ran away from his calling. You know, instead of obeying God's voice, he headed out to Tarsus and go the opposite side. But, you know, at the end of the day, went back and was brought back to the calling of God in his life. And still, he was a representative of God. It's a matter of obedience. It's a matter of making sense of it. But mind you, your calling is gonna be tested. So kung titingnan po natin dito, kailangan matutunan nating ipaglaban. No? Naalala ko, you know, yung mga young people, yung na mga, you know, are new into a relationship, di ba? Minsan napaka-cheesy, masyado natin napapanood sa mga pelikula, yung bang, kung mahal mo, ipaglaban mo. Wow! Oh, wow! How true? Or really? Okay, alam nyo sa relationship, ganun talaga. Kung ang relationship mainam at makatotohanan, ipinaglalaban. Ganon din sa Panginoon. If your calling, your love affair with God is true and is sincere and is vibrant, it doesn't matter. You are unashamed. Hindi mo ikinahihiya. Hindi mo ikinukubli. You know? Parang sabi nga nila, kung yung girlfriend mo daw ay maganda, hindi ka nahihiyang ipinaparade sa session road. Pero kumusta yung girlfriend mo? Pang session ba o pang back street lang? Tinatago. Of course, may mga kantsawan na gano'n. No? But gano'n din po tayo eh. Ang daming Christians, okay, na Kristiyano na, pero ikinahihiya si Lord. Kasi ayaw nilang malaman na malaman ng co-worker nila. Ayaw nilang malaman ng kapwa nilang mga barkada na sila Christian. Because they will be opposed. They will be ridiculed. They will be laughed at. But when we talk about decisive resilience, I am not ashamed. Hindi ko ikinahihiya. Yes, I am a Christian. Yes, I am a believer of Jesus. And I will press on. So, the authenticity, I should say, of one's claim is not decided by his confession, but by his ability to act on his conviction. Sinabi ko to last week. Hindi po nasusukat sa sinasabi mo, I'm a Christian, really? You know? Then don't just do the talk. Do the walk. So at the end of the day, remember last week, no, puro halos replay yung slides natin ngayon, only on a different context. Remember when I quoted, you know, a quote that I stumbled on, you know, a couple of years back in the Global Leadership Summit that says this, you are a leader. It's your job to keep your passion hot. Okay? Huwag po nating sisihin yung iba, wala na kasing church gathering, si pastor kasi hindi na nag-visitation, yung mga elders kasi sa church hindi na nagpe-pray. You know, do not blame your fire's condition on others, okay? Kumbaga, intervention. Huwag po nating hahayaan na tayo ay panghinaan at isisi natin sa iba ang ating panghihina. Kasi ikaw po dapat ipaglaban mo. Do whatever you have to do. Read whatever you have to read. Go wherever you have to go to stay fired up. In the pandemic, or during the pandemic time, in the lockdown times, it's up to you. You can choose to just wallow on your, okay, reservations, or continue on with your inspirations. Kaya nga sa pagpapatuloy natin ngayong umaga, okay, let me just highlight this thing again. Okay, change may not always be received with open arms. Okay, I remember when I said last week, nung nag-online tayo full-time, okay, we said we're gonna do online, okay, right now. A lot were kind of a little bit discouraged. A lot were sabi niya, it will not work. Well, yes. But we cannot do anything otherwise. In-person gathering is restricted. Okay? We cannot come together. There's no transportation available. There are a lot of restrictions and the likes. So what do? We just have to wait until everything clears down? No. But we'd rather shifted. Immediately, we started doing our online services. We tried, you know, learning new things on how we can broadcast in a better, you know, for the most part of it. We tried to improve our broadcast, you know, like preparing, you know, camera videos and a couple of technologies that we need to learn. Okay? So we did not really get into it right away. Until today, we are constantly learning and relearning and learning some more. Because we can't stop. And change is not easy. Change is hard. But we need to embrace change. We need to be ready for change. Because, you know, sometimes you understand this, your claim will not only be challenged, okay? Your calling will not only be challenged, I should say, it will be contradicted. A lot of people would say, it will not work. Solid will not work. And I remember a couple of pastor friends that I was talking to, I know they were not telling me outrightly, but they're saying, do you think it will work? Do you think it will last? But you know, sometimes you just simply have to stand on your conviction, on the very nudges of the Spirit in your heart. Great things don't happen unopposed. Tandaan po natin yun. Yung mga bagay na mainam, okay? Sa akin po, in the last 34 years, this is my 34th year in ministry, okay? I realize one thing, that when God gives you a great idea, surely get ready to be opposed. Get ready to be criticized. Get ready to be really offended. Kaya kung mahina ang loob mo at may pinagagawa ang Diyos sa iyo, merong panawagan ang Diyos sa iyo, at mahina ang loob mo, you will give up. Because tama si Steve Jobs, if you do not have enough passion, any rational person will give up. But we're not simply just rational. We are passionate. We are dedicated. We are motivated. Because at the end of the day, this is not about you and I. It is about Jesus and us. So, you know, it's about a resolute stand. Okay? Radical change warriors are never talked out of their calling. I love this. Because they have a sabi ito is clear sense of identity. Okay? It is not what people say you are. Because most of the time, people will simply label you and say, ah, no, that person is weird. No, that person is, you know, that person is like ambitious. That person is radical. I don't care. Because I am not who you say I am. I am what God says I am. And if you may not be comfortable in accepting who I am as the Lord shaped me, then I'm sorry. But this is how God shaped me. You know, for many, many years, I realized that if I want to have a very healthy perception of people, I have to look at them from the lenses of God's eye, not from my own perception, okay, and my own judgment. So, sa pagkakataong ito, you know, I'd like to kind of take you to this popular quote that's saying, say, you know, Cecile, okay, Beaton said this, you know, be daring, be different, be impractical, be anything that will, okay, assert integrity of purpose and, okay, imaginative vision against the play it safers. I like this. Okay? Because people who do not understand your call, people who do not really, okay, see the same way as you see, will always oppose you, will always criticize you. But you know who you are. You're a musician, then play music. You're a teacher, teach. Okay, as Paul would say. Use your gifts as God has shaped you. Let's talk about that particular spirit nudge on your heart or in your heart. What is God leading you to do today? What is God challenging you to do this year? Last week, I kind of, as I've said, this is mostly a recap of last week, but with a new twist. Hard-fought leaders work for the grander vision. You know, if I may segue a little bit and plug, you know, the Global Leadership Summit came to me back in 2014. A good friend of mine and mentor at the same time, Pastor Philip, invited me to join in the summit. And, you know, at first, I was a little bit apprehensive. But as I continue to come and join the summit with a heart that is kind of empty, hungry for learning, I begin to realize a couple of things. And one of the encouragement that the summit has, you know, kind of led me or opened up for me is the opportunity to meet people directly and indirectly who are called, you know, visionaries, and they call it in that particular context or setting as people with grander vision. And that's where I got this quote from. Hard-fought leadership works for the grander vision, okay? Sacrifices, you know, with passion and lives something beautiful behind. Isn't that very true? That ultimately the goal of leadership is not simply to show or showcase your skill and let everybody know how good you are. I think the greatest goal of leadership is to make others better. As we would say it in the Global Leadership Summit, is everyone wins when the leader gets better. Why? Because the leader is actually the very prototype of those, okay, or I should say the model of those that are following him. And understand one thing, church, as Christians, with that particular idea in mind, the Lord calls us to be salt and light, to be a catalyst into this world, because we will lead others who are in darkness onto his marvelous light. Why are we called out of darkness into the marvelous light? So that we can lead others that are in darkness into the marvelous light that we have been called to be. So as we continue on, okay, another point that I'd like to drive is that, you know, leaders at the end of the day, particularly Christians, when I refer to the word leaders, I'm not referring to the leaders, the CEO, or simply, you know, the leaders of a band or a company. No, I'm referring to the Christians, because God called you to be the head, the leader, not the tail. Okay? And we are to lead others from darkness onto the light, as I was saying. But understand this, as a leader, you as a believer, at the end of the day, okay, people will know that you are a genuine follower of Christ, not simply out of your talk, but most of the time, as I've said last week, with your walk. Your commitment, okay, is a testament to the God that you serve. Because at the end of the day, it's not only about calling. It's not only about the enduring of the contradictions, but more so, the greatest affirmation of being is its meaning. Okay, the more we follow the Lord, the more we make sense of life, the more we make sense of life, and the more life becomes meaningful, the more we become significant. Not only to ourselves, but to those around us and to the influencers that are watching us. And as they are influenced by our influence, altogether at the end of the day, sabi niya dito, when one is recognized and respected for what they represent. I think it was John Maxwell a couple of years back who talks about the different levels of leadership, and he kind of talks about the highest level of leadership is actually, in contrast, position is the lowest kind of leadership, okay? And the greatest level of leadership is what you would call the pinnacle, okay? The paramount. When people follow you, not only of what you have done in the company, not only of what you represent, but more so about who you are as a person, because they respect you as a person. Okay? Influencers do not stop influencing people. In fact, the influence outlives them. Matagal ka nang wala, matagal ka nang nag-pass on, no? But your life still impacts people today. And I think no other person has the greatest influence for all time than Jesus himself. So kung titingnan po natin dito, at the end of the day, I think the greatest commendation we will ever receive is when the Lord himself says to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So, at the end of the day, you know, the seal of approval is, I think, the very, okay, testament to commitment. Because an affirmative commendation is the result of a consistent life, demonstration, and assimilation. It's not your position. It's not your accomplishment that defines you as a person. It is your influence. It's not because of how you became successful as an individual, but more so about how you made the world around you better because you were around. So ang tanong natin hindi po yung ano ang naabot ko, ano napag-aralan ko, ano ang tinapos ko, as more into what others became as a result of me. As John Maxwell, probably, if I would borrow the thought, sabi niya is, leave others, okay? When you add value on people, sabi niya, make sure that when you meet people, leave them as a better person than the time you first met them. And I hope ganyan po tayo, no? Sa ating pamilya, sa ating mga kaibigan, sa ating community, as a believer, they become better. Because at some point, they became our acquaintance, or vice versa, we became their acquaintance. And when time came that we separate, we made a contribution to their life as a result of us being with them at some point in time. So the drift of life is towards comfort and safety. But you have to understand that at the end of the day, it's how you live, okay, a beautiful legacy. And that's simply how you live. You know, live to live, no? L-I-V-E, mabuhay ka, to L-E-A-V-E, to live a beautiful thing behind. And I think that is the very context of what I'd like to talk about today, to kick off this year with that thing in mind, that this year, Pastor, this year, Papa, Mama, or Sweetheart, this year, we will leave something beautiful behind. Okay? I'm not saying magpapaalam na tayo, but I'm trying to say that every year, strive to be an impact. Strive to be an influence. Because at the end of the day, understand this, sabi niya, intent, ulitin ko ulit, and not content that creates respect. Okay? Candor and honesty changes people's reaction and behavior. Pag nakita po nila sa atin, okay, na tayo yung hindi makutsain, tayo yung, kumbaga, we are more inclusive than exclusive, okay, then people would realize that I'd like to be in this company of believers because they are real. They're not, you know, kind of shy or you know, they do not conceal things. Hindi sila nagmamalinis. They admit that they have their own flaws, but they're trying their best to overcome it by God's grace. And that's our community church. I'm not saying this as an excuse. In our community, it's okay not to be okay. I'm not saying that. I'm not borrowing that. You know, because I know that all of us, you know, at some point in time, we mess up. And when that time comes, I pray that grace is available, that grace abounds. Because after all, that's the very heart of Jesus. I'm not making that as an excuse. Just like what Paul says, should we sin that grace may abound? No. What I'm trying to say, at some point in time, we may fail. And we will fail. But I just like to be in an environment that when I fail, I know that there is someone who will lend a hand to help me overcome. That's what church is all about. It's not about perfect persons. It's about imperfect persons that make imperfect things perfectly beautiful because of a perfect God. Friends in the Lord, why don't we begin this year yet again with what I left you last week as a challenge? What is God calling you to conquer? If it does not scare you, perhaps it's not big enough. And God may probably call you to something scary, but don't worry. He will be there. He will never abandon you. He will never forsake you. Because after all, at the end of the day, God will not call you to comfortable challenges, because if they're comfortable, they're not a challenge anymore. But to huge ones that will stretch your faith and try your courage. And when that time comes, do not be afraid. Do not look to the left or to the right, but look on to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. So, as I end this beautiful kick-off Sunday service, I hope and pray that with courage, motivation, anticipation, you will look on ahead and say, Jesus, wherever you lead, I will follow. Happy Sunday to you all, and I hope that this short message has encouraged you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful Sunday that you have given us to just kick off the year. You are doing a new thing. We are excited and we are ready. And all that we can say, Lord, is lead and we will follow. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Happy New Year, everyone. And I hope and pray that you will have all the best that the year has in store for you, as guided and provided by God's grace. God bless you all. See you again next time around. Happy Sunday.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this LiveWire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.